You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed, TGIF, boys and girls, it is that time of the week. Yes, we say, thank God it's Friday. Lovely to be with you this morning. Lovely to be with you any morning. If you wake up, it's always a good sign. And welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Time now, we're just after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you until 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you can stick around. Just a couple of things relevant to the world of entertainment on the 18th of March. Yes, that's the date. We've got in 1844, Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov was born. He was considered a member of the group of composers. They were known as the Five. His best-known orchestral compositions are the Russian Easter Festival Overture and the symphonic suite Scheherazade. 1881, circus time. Barnum and Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth opened in Madison Square Gardens. And in 1900, Ajax, that's Amsterdam's football club, well, it was on this day that they were formed.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving across the face. Suddenly the day turns into night. See.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray, and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
I tell you what, originally written and performed by Peter Frampton back in 1975. That version by Mick Mountain, Baby I Love Your Way, that was 1994 that was released, 1st of February. And that appeared on the soundtrack, by the way, of the film Reality Bites. And their version, by the way, Big Mountain, well, that got to number 6 on the US Billboard Hot 100.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Gosh, even the music's putting me in a good mood this morning. The Bars, Bruce Springsteen, Cover Me. There he goes. And that, by the way, that was from 1984. It was the second single, if I remember rightly, off of his Born in the USA album. He wrote the song for Donna Summer, in actual fact. However, his manager, John Landau, decided the song had hit potential, and so he kept it for the upcoming Springsteen album. Yeah, the story could have been Donna Summer singing that. Before that, we had Headlong. That was the Queen, of course, and released third single off of their Innuendo album in 1991. Brian May, he wrote the song, and he intended to record it for his then upcoming solo album, Back to the Light. But when he heard Freddie Mercury, yes, when he heard him singing it, that was it. He gave it to Queen. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this. It is a shower sign. Remember I tried this yesterday. Shower song. Say it quickly. Shower song time in the morning. This morning, something a little bit different. Thank you. ago, that's Weekend, the Richard Norris Balearic remix by Molly Wagger there. And that's it, time to get you out of the shower this morning and on the way to wherever it is that you're going. And I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Yes, it is Friday, 18th of March, if you just joined us. Very good morning to you. We're about 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is a Music Friday. Needless to say, we'll be doing our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. Yasmin will be taking a look later on this morning on what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. No doubt she'll take another couple of tracks from Born on This Day music as well. It's all exciting, isn't it?
Jerry D.
Living in
from 1979, called just simply called Pop Music, spelt with a Z, and that was M, a project by the English musician Robin Scott, and it was off of the debut album, which was New York, London, Paris, Munich. Did okay, actually. It reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, the Australian the ARIA singles chart as well. Also over in the UK, that got to number two. Ah, I feel good. Of course I know TGIF. The soul man himself, James Brown there. I got you, I feel good. I tell you what, I do.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Great to be with you this morning. It is Friday, boys and girls. It is the 18th of March, and here are some of the things we're going to be looking at in more detail with regards to the local news, and that's going to be at 8 and 9 o'clock. The epidemiological report of yesterday, that's Thursday, 330 new cases of COVID-19. 3 deaths were reported. In addition, a death from a previous day was updated. Now, the report indicates that in the last 24 hours, they did 6,480 tests, and that this returned a positivity percentage of 5.1%. Currently in the country, there are 2,557 active cases. Of these, 2,411 remain in home isolation. As for hospitalized patients, there are 146 in the wards and 146 hospitalized patients, there are 126 in the wards and 20 in the intensive care unit. With the 3 deaths reported, the number of deaths from coronavirus has now risen to 8,150. Lethality percentage remains at 1.1%. Bill 776, which includes a modification to the mandate revocation procedure, which would benefit 15 dissident deputies from the Cambio Democratico Party, was approved in the third debate on Thursday by the plenary session of the National Assembly. The proposal, originally presented by the Electoral Court to reform some administrative powers contemplated in the Electoral Code, received 43 votes in favour, 10 against and 1 abstention. The Consumer Price Index registered a year-on-year increase of 2.7% in February. This was reported by the National Institute of Statistics and Census. The main cause for the increase is the transport, with a year-on-year rise of 10%, which includes the price of fuel. Education, hotels and restaurants and food are other groups that registered increases. The general increase in prices has a direct effect on the pockets of consumers and companies. The president of the Union of Industrialists of Panama, Luis Frauca, said that the purchasing power of the population is reduced, which restricts consumption and limits the capacity for recovery and job creation of an economy that is trying to shake off the strong economic crisis caused by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Officials from the National Police and the Public Ministry arrested 25 people in the province of Veraguas. These people are presumably linked to the crime of micro-trafficking, it was reported. Their apprehensions were recorded on the night of Wednesday, the 16th of March, after 22 raids at different points in the province, the police have reported. One of the people who appeared on two lists of the most wanted in the country was captured in Las Garzas district of Pacora. This is Fernando de Jesus Hain Alvarado, alias Gordo, who was apprehended after raids carried out by the National Police and the Public Ministry. Commissioner Verissimo Pitti said that at the time of this capture, a pistol-type weapon was also seized, a Glock Model 17, two magazines and 30 rounds of ammunition and a pair of handcuffs. Former Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli is being investigated in Spain in a case of espionage and harassment of a woman, for which now have 11 people arrested. Four of them policemen on the island of Mallorca in the Balearic Islands. Official sources informed the AFP news agency on Thursday. In total, 11 people arrested, four of them from the Civil Guard for being part of the criminal group and harassing a woman whose identity was not revealed, nor was her relationship with Ricardo Martinelli, a spokesman for the police told the AFP. These people arrested between Monday and Tuesday of this week acted at the request of a person from Panama, said the spokesperson, without further details. The latest figures on the passenger flow through the Tocumen International Airport reflect that in the month of February of this year, 1,067,733 travellers were mobilised. This amount exceeded by 691,551 passengers what was reported in the same month of 2021. Likewise, it was reported that 9,727 aircraft arrival and departure takeoffs operations were carried out in the month, in addition to the total number of travellers who used the Tocumen International Airport. 74% of those were connecting passengers. On the other hand, the Airport Administration reported that 18,540 metric tons of merchandise were moved at the cargo terminal. As for domestic traffic and charter flights from Canada at regional terminals, 16,551 travellers and 1,361 aircraft operations were recorded in February. And lastly, the coach of the Panamanian soccer team, Thomas Christensen, emphasized that the first objective they have set for themselves is to come out with a victory against Honduras to continue with the options of qualifying for the 2022 Qatar World Cup. More information about that and all the other stories at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning when we take a look at the local news. So that's it for the moment. 23 minutes before 7, if you keep your eye on the time.
See?
His name, by the way, is Halo Jones, H-A-L-O, Jones, and that is, sorry, not Jones, James. Giving him the wrong name. Could have told you so is what that is called. Do you remember earlier on, if you were with us a little bit earlier on, we played Cover Me from Bruce Springsteen. And it was his second single, as I mentioned, off of his that album, Born in the USA. It may not have got there, though, did you? Because I mentioned it tonight. It was written for, originally, Donna Summer. However, they did decide that Bruce Springsteen would do it and put it on that album. But don't worry, Donna Summer did all right. Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. Going back to August of 1982, that's when Carly Simon released that one, which is just simply called Why. It was recorded for a movie. It was recorded for the movie Soup for One in 1982. The movie flopped. The soundtrack did all right. The song was one of the many film-inspired singles by Carly Simon. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us first thing this morning. She always said she's there bright and early. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Also to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He just dropped me a little link to a story. In actual fact, I saw the other day on BBC's website. A great actor, great English actor called Peter Bowles. He just passed away. One of the things I always remember him for was he did, those of you that have watched perhaps on BritBox or things like that, some of the English soaps, soapful comedy programs. And there was one called To the Manor Born, where he acted with Penelope Keith. He was the Lord Keith. He was I've got the wrong teeth in, haven't I, again? Penelope Keith. He was the Lord of the Manor, and she was working on the estate. It was it's a little bit of a love story in there as well. So, yeah, Peter Bowles, God rest in peace. Thanks for all the fun. Time on The Breakfast Show is 9 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Steeler's Wheel. Stuck in the middle with you.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
slightly different version of that one, isn't it? Bronski Beat and the Communards there. To Love Somebody. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are 1.5 minutes exactly right now, away from the hour of 7 o'clock. And just to remind you, it is TGIF. Yes, it is Friday, it's a Music Friday. It's you, me, and the music going through till 10 this morning. But we do have, of course, what we have on Friday, around about 8.20, 8.30, around about that time. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Of course. And in the last hour, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. We look at some of the entertainment events coming up. And also, we'll be looking probably at a couple of born on this day in music. Talking of entertainment, it is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
So there you are. Don't forget, get in touch with them. Book your seats. It started last night, just running for 2 weeks. Plenty of great entertainment there at Emotions Dinner Theatre.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
It is the top of the hour. It is 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Friday morning, 18th of March. Just joined us. Good morning. Russia fired missiles at an airport near Lviv on Friday, a city where hundreds of thousands of refugees are sheltering far from Ukraine's battlefields as Moscow tries to regain the initiative in its stalled campaign against Ukraine. United States President Joe Biden is expected to tell Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday that Beijing will pay a price if it supports Russia's military operations in Ukraine, a warning that comes at a time of deepening conflict between the nations. Biden and Xi will speak by phone, scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, and Washington has already threatened lower-level Chinese government officials privately and publicly that greater support for Russia risks isolation for Beijing. Australia has imposed sanctions on Friday on two Russian oligarchs with links to its mining industry. One of them, a billionaire with an investment connection to Rio Tinto's Gladstone Alumina Refinery joint venture. A World Food Programme official said on Friday that food supply chains in Ukraine were collapsing, with a portion of infrastructure destroyed and many grocery stores and warehouses are now empty. A Chinese aircraft carrier sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait on Friday, Taiwan's defense ministry said, just hours before the Chinese and U.S. presidents were due to talk. China claims that democratically ruled Taiwan is its own territory and has over the past 2 years stepped up its military activity near the island to assert its sovereignty, claims alarming Taipei and Washington. Three Russian cosmonauts were due for launch today, Friday, to the International Space Station, continuing a two-decade-plus shared Russian-U.S. presence aboard the orbiting outpost, despite heightened terrestrial tensions between Washington and Moscow. The Soyuz spacecraft carrying the new cosmonaut team will set for liftoff at 15:55 GMT, that's around about 11:55 a.m. Eastern Time, from Russia's Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan to begin a three-hour-plus ride to the space station. 3 hours to get to the space station. Takes that long to get to Vista Hermosa. The Chinese commercial hub of Shanghai is pushing ahead with a mass testing initiative as it tries to curb a new spike in COVID-19 infections, but some districts were easing lockdown rules in an effort to minimize disruptions. The city, home to about 25 million people, saw symptomatic local community infections hit 57 on March the 17th, with another 203 domestically transmitted asymptomatic cases, up from 8 and 150 respectively a day earlier. A Southeast Asian special envoy will visit Myanmar next week. His office said on Friday to lay the groundwork for a peace process that is its ruling junta has been accused of delaying while it tries to consolidate power and crush its opposition. South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol's decision to use the country's gender wars as a campaign platform for his successful election earlier this month may have backfired. Yoon, who won an unprecedented tight March the 9th election, had promised to abolish the government's gender ministry, a pledge that helped engage young male voters, spearheading a backlash against feminism in South Korea. Argentina's Senate voted late on Thursday to approve a $45 billion debt deal with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, converting the agreement into law and ensuring that the economically battered country can avoid another messy default. After an extended debate, the IMF debt restructuring deal, backed by President Alberto Fernandez, was passed with 56 senators voting in favor, 13 against, along with 3 abstentions. And lastly, Pope Francis is ramping up his implicit criticism of Russia on Friday, called the war in Ukraine a perverse abuse of power waged for partisan interests, which has condemned defenseless people to violence. The Pope has not actually named Russia in his condemnations, but he has used phrases such as unacceptable armed aggression to get his point across. The tragedy of the war taking place in the heart of Europe has left us stunned, he said, adding that few people would have imagined scenes similar to the two world wars in the 20th century. That's it. That's some of the international news for this morning. Oh, by the way, one other thing I heard briefly this morning. If you're travelling to the United Kingdom, they have dropped all restrictions at the airports now. You don't even have to show your vaccinations or anything. You can get in. I think it's getting the stage now where they're saying the Omicron variant, variant of the virus is nothing has happened since then. Things are getting a lot better. We seem to be lagging behind. We're about one of the only people, I think, that's still wearing masks all the time. So hopefully they're going to take a look at that and give us a bit of relief soon. This is Mike and the Mechanics. Where are they looking? I guess over my shoulder. That's what it's called, Over My Shoulder.
Looking back over my shoulder, I can see that look in your eye. I never dreamed it could be over. I never wanted to say goodbye. My shoulder with an aching deep in my
Show with Jerry D.
Well, that's what it's called. It's called You Win Again. Hot Chocolate. The lead singer of Hot Chocolate, of course, Errol Brown. And he was a British Jamaican singer songwriter, best known as the frontman for Hot Chocolate. In 2004, he received the Ivor Novello Award for outstanding contribution to British music. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica, but he did move over to the UK when he was just 12 years of age. His breaking music came, that was in 1969, when he recorded a version of John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance with a band, well, I guess it was called Hot Chocolate Band. Unable to change the lyrics without John Lennon's permission, he sent a copy of his record to his record label, which was Apple, of course. And the song was released with John Lennon's approval. The Hot Chocolate albums were produced by Mickey Most, fantastic producer at the time, recorded at the Rec Studios. Brown left the group in 1985. He took a hiatus for music. He soon went on to have a solo career, achieved success in the clubs with a 1987 single called Body Rocking, I think it was, and it was produced by Richard James Burgess. Sadly, he passed away in 2015. He was 71 years of age.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. Aha, but we're going to find out. Is there any or not? Good lead in there, was it? That's it. I tell you what, looking out the studio windows when we just had some sunshine beaming through, which is all rather nice. You can see all the dust. Let's take a look. We're going to go over and start looking at the weather in Costa Riva. That's over there in the province of Colón. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, with 24 being the minimum over there. 34 degrees is the thermal sensation, which is rather nice. Relative humidity is 82%. Chance of isolated showers during this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. They really do get it over there, don't they? Mind you, yesterday, didn't we? We had quite a bit of rain here in the afternoon, here in the city. Talking about this side, let's take a look. Let's move over to West Panama. And we have got 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity is at 72%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and it will be clear tonight. Moving along a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, with 24 being the minimum. The thermal sensation is going to be at 36 degrees Celsius, which isn't too unpleasant, with 73% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, can vouch for that. Isolated showers during the course of the afternoon, and partially cloudy to tonight. Now, let's move out to the Gulf. It is Friday. Perhaps some of you will be sneaking off early, getting the old gin palace out, and spending a bit of a nice weekend out there in the islands. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out there today, with 26 being the minimum. Thermal sensation is at 35 degrees, and the relative humidity, well, that's going to be at 86%. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, partially cloudy tonight. That's quite nice. Now, let's move over, and if you're going out there, you're going to want to know maritime conditions, aren't you? Well, let's start by taking our morning look at the tides for this Friday, 18th of March. High tide, that will be, or was rather, at 3:54 this morning. That's 4.5 4.5 meters. That's what it was. Low tide will be just at just after we've wrapped up at 10:09 this morning, minus 0.06 meters. High tide again 4:15 in the afternoon. That will be 4.66 high tide. That's the second high tide, and the low tide, the last one, 10:13 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.12 of a meter. So that'll be. Got the 10:09, we got the low tide at minus 0.06 for a metre. We got the high tide again, 4:15 in the afternoon, 4.66 metres. The last low tide, 10:13 tonight, minus 0.12 of a metre. Moving over to the Caribbean, we have high tide. That was at 1:02 this morning. That was 0.12 of a metre. Low tide, that's the high tide. Low tide, 6:14 this morning. We missed that. That was 0.06 of a metre. High tide, the second one, 12:30 this afternoon. That'll be 0.15 of a metre. And the last low tide, that'll be at 7:10 tonight, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. I love looking at the feet and inches. We start with the high tide at 4 inches, then we go to 2 inches at a low tide, then we go back up to 5 inches, and then we come down to 1 inch. It never ceases to amaze me, then. Alright, let's move on to sea conditions if you're going to be taking your gin palace out. We're looking at, this is on the Caribbean, we're looking at winds this morning. We've got a small craft advisory for you, by the way. Not sure why, because the winds are only 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. Waves are at 3 feet. So that's at the morning. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is still in place. Again, not particularly sure why, because we've got no change. 10 to 15 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northeast, waves at 3 feet. Moving over, let's move over to the Pacific. Yes, I knew there was another side. Right, we have got a small craft advisory for you, Pacific. The wind's a bit stronger on this side at 25 to 30 kilometres an hour with a north-northwesterly direction this morning. Waves are going to be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, small craft advisory still in place, 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds, wind direction changing to north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at, they're going to remain at 3 feet, the waves. So they are. That's it. There's your weather for today. And, well, if you're going out in your yachty, sailing yacht, might be doing what Bob Seger's doing, going against the wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore.
Searching for shelter again and again. against the wind.
Wonderful song, that one, Against the Wind. It explores, by the way, the space set between care and indifference. From friends and loved ones, it centres on maturation and memories, like many other Bob Seger songs, and carries a tender, mellow tone. And he pulled it from his high school years as a cross-country runner to form the song's title, a metaphor for growing old, Against the Wind. Became, by the way, one of Bob Seger's most successful singles, reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Also charted Canada, Australia and Belgium. Yeah, Against the Wind, Bob Seger. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Believe it or not, it's a real thing here on The Breakfast Show. You, to me, are everything. Keep an eye on the time right now. It's 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Another way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Change your part.
Yes, the real thing. Love that. You, to me, are everything. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are, just about 6:30. Yeah, little break. Then we'll take a look at some of the international business news for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a knee. Bliss.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
No doubt during the course of your day, you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you. We are 28 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And let's take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Global stocks clung to their gains for the week on Friday, but a heady cocktail of rising interest rates, high oil prices, and no end to war in Ukraine kept a lid on the rebound as yields sent a warning signal for the economy. The MSCI World Stock Index was flat at 695 points, up 5.4% for the week, but well below its lifetime high of 761.21 from January the 4th. Sentiment is still pretty cautious. It's looking for some reason to rally, but it's struggling to find something which it has strong convictions in, says Seema Shah, Chief Strategist at Principal Global Investors. In Europe, the stocks index of 600 leading companies was little changed at 450 points, 9% below its lifetime high from early January. There is some relief that the US Federal Reserve on Wednesday finally embarked on its series of interest rate hikes, and from here on it was a question of watching how the economy evolves and how high inflation goes before peaking, Shah said. Oil remained above $100 a barrel after slim progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine raised a specter of tighter sanctions and a prolonged disruption to crude supply. Coupon payments on the Russian sovereign bonds due this week were received by correspondent bank JP Morgan, processed, and the bank then made an onwards credit to the paying agent, Citi. A source familiar with the situation said on Thursday, an indicator that the country may have averted default. The payment received was a US dollar payment, the source said, after being credited to the paying agent. It would be checked and distributed onto various bondholders, said the source. Switzerland's secretive banks hold up to $213 billion of Russian wealth. The country's Financial Industry Association estimates as sanctions on Russia give a rare glimpse into Swiss vaults. The Swiss Bankers Association estimated that the banks hold between 150 billion and 200 billion Swiss francs, that's around about $213 billion, as we mentioned, of Russian client money in offshore accounts. Boeing company is edging towards a landmark order from Delta Airlines for up to 100 of its 737 MAX 10 jets, a model it is battling in separate talks to get approved before the end of the year rule changes, people familiar with the matter have said. The deal, if confirmed, would be the first order from Delta for Boeing's best-selling single-aisle airplane family, and the first major Boeing order for the carrier in a decade. The World Trade Organization, the WTO, praised a provisional deal to waive patent rights for COVID-19 vaccines after more than a year of deadlock, though drug makers said the move risked undermining the industry's ability to respond to future health crises. The United States, European Union, India and South Africa agreed on Tuesday on key elements for a waiver. Indonesia has significantly raised its maximum palm oil export levy. A new government regulation showed on Friday, marking a new bid to control domestic cooking oil prices after previous measures failed to tackle the problem. The world's biggest exporter of the edible oil, a day earlier, announced a surprise policy U-turn to remove export volume restrictions on palm oil products and raise its export levy instead. BP's board on Friday recommended investors vote against a shareholder resolution filed by Dutch activist group Follow This, urging the British energy company to accelerate its energy transition strategy. In a report ahead of its May the 12th annual general meeting, BP said that the resolution was unclear, generic, disruptive, and would create confusion as to board and shareholder accountabilities. And that's it. That's our look. That's some of the items in the business news for this Friday morning. Time 23 before 8.
Send it out of SOS. Send it out of SOS. Send it out of SOS.
brilliant. There it is. That's a Sting message in a bottle. Good morning to Jesus. He just dropped me a little line. Says, but likes that version more mature. It is definitely more mature. It's a live version he did. I think it's a live version he did. It came off of the album, which was My Songs. Which was, say, a good thing. That was off the Japanese edition. As Jesus says, much more mature. Great to have you with us this morning, Jesus, as always. And also say good morning to Rowan and Phil. We'll do that in a minute. First of all, what I want to do is play this one. I love that. The kids will probably like this. Okay, OTB. Old Kids on the Block. There used to be New Kids on the Block. They've just brought this out. It's called Bring Back the Time, featuring Salt and Pepper, together with Rick Ashley.
Like it was yesterday, we had that secret place where we would hide, count the stars in the sky, and the promises we made were for life. And I know.
I like the moon right with me.
straight up. I
gotcha.
Making you fall like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm into heart into two. I got the super psycho, so
do the boogie line.
I'm the nice guy, got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibes. We like haters.
Fresh boy, pull up and we lay low. On the bend, yet moving with the bass low. Got an army right behind us, gonna say so. Let's go.
Well, there we go. We went from NKOTB, New Kids on the Block, to BTS and Butter. Doesn't anybody write long words anymore? Anyway, there we go. That New Kids on the Block, I've got a feeling that's going to do quite well. Right, time is 11 minutes for the hour of 8 o'clock. Moving on, I want to say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil there in Mexico. They had their children visit them, and they had, by the way, she says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Ingrid, Neil, and your discerning listeners, and wishes everybody happy Friday. They had a great time. Their sons and their girlfriends visit them this week. They returned safely yesterday to Denver after a short trip, and I hope you all had a wonderful time. Looking at the pictures, it looked like the first picture they sent was at Chichen Itza, a lovely place. I remember going there. I was actually being hosted by a company. We went to Acapulco. They had a flat there, and we hired a Volkswagen Beetle. I think we had about a 3-hour drive to Chichen Itza, but it was well worth it. What an amazing place that is. Anyway, I completely digress. Rowena and Phil says, could you please play Oh Babe, What Would You Say by Hurricane Smith? Apparently keeps running around in her head this morning. Enjoy.
Oh,
There we go, this guy, Anton Rowena and Phil this morning. Hurricane Smith, record producer, by the way, as well. The song was written by his wife, a lady called Eileen Sylvia Smith, and released back in 1972. Did nicely. It was a transatlantic hit, became United States number one, Cashbox and Billboard Pop number three hit, number three on the Canadian RPM magazine top singles, and number four on the UK singles chart. And by the way, Rowena and Phil sent me a couple of pictures. One of them was sort of like the one at Chichen Itza. You could tell who was paying because Phil wasn't smiling. Everybody else was smiling, but Phil wasn't. But then I did mention it, and Rowena sent me another picture, and Phil was definitely smiling. But then again, it looked like they were having something to eat because it looked like a restaurant. Always lovely to hear from you, Rowena and Phil. And also, it's always wonderful to hear from Mary Lou. Renee, by the way, she dropped a little note saying that Chichen Itza is absolutely a beautiful place. She's been there as well. And Greece is a hell of a long drive. Mary Lou says good morning to everybody. And she says, wish everybody a great weekend. The sun is shining. Mary Lou, you normally complain when the sun is shining. What's the matter? You asked if we could please play the Earth Song from Michael Jackson.
What about sunrise? What about rain? That you said we were to... Is there a time that you said was yours? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping storm? What have we done to the world? Look what we've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it, tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Oh, there we are. We've got a crowd in here today, haven't we? Yes, indeed, we do. That one, by the way, that was the Fratellis there and star-crossed lovers. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 21 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music, and I think after that we'll check in, see what's happening with Ingrid with our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Don't forget, in the last hour today, we'll be looking at what, where and when with Yasmin. And also probably a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music.
Shine out and
That's the Lightning Seeds and The Life of Riley. By the one before that, we had the Fratellis and Star-Crossed Lovers. Ready for show time, 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Happy Friday! It's here, it's Friday, it's Freaky Friday, fun facts! Woohoo! First of all, before I get started, I have to let y'all know, I am so excited. Yesterday I walked the yard and I found an egg! Some chicken decided to leave me an egg! A single solitary egg! I was like, couldn't have fallen from the tree, but that, okay. It's just some chicken jumped over the fence and gave me an egg! Alright, so that was the most exciting news I had yesterday, other than it was St. Paddy's Day. All right, here are your Freaky Friday fun facts for today. Our topic is rainbows. Yeah, we started talking about those yesterday. Rainbows are among the most magical and fascinating phenomena that occurs in nature. No matter your age, it's hard to look at a rainbow and not feel that sense of awe and wonder that you only get when you go witnessing something truly special. Rainbows have been considered good omens for thousands of years, like we said yesterday, about finding the pot of gold and the Irish rainbows. And while there's nothing wrong with hoping for a little luck at the sight of the rainbow, there's some hard rainbow science that's worth investigating too. Here are some 8 amazing fun facts about rainbows, and I hope you'll find them as interesting as I do. Number 1. You can never get to the end of a rainbow. If you're the type who goes hunting for a pot of gold every time you see a rainbow, like we all did yesterday, we can save you some time and trouble. You can never actually get to the end of the rainbow, because a rainbow is based on the orientation of the observer, you, and the light source, the sun. When you move, the rainbow moves. That's what happens. That's why you can't find the pot of gold. Number 2, you can see a circular rainbow from the sky. While you're on the ground, you can only observe the classic semicircular rainbow, hence the word bow, because it's kind of like a bow, shaped like a bow. Okay. However, when you're flying in an airplane and looking down below, you can actually see a rainbow as a complete circle, if the weather circumstances prevent are just right. But wouldn't that be cool to see a full circle? That would be awesome. Number 3, you are less likely to see a rainbow in winter. You're less likely to see a rainbow in winter. But why? Why? Because of snow. A rainbow is a result of light passing through a spectrum, in most cases, a collection of raindrops. That's why it comes usually after a rainfall or bajareque. And therefore, having that light broken up, refracted into individual colors. In the winter months, however, temperatures in the upper atmosphere drop to freezing, causing the raindrops to freeze into snow. This blocks the light from passing through the raindrops or the snowflakes and prevents you seeing a rainbow. So we get them all the time here because we don't get snow. We don't get snow. Sorry, New York. Sorry, my old home. All right, number 4. A double rainbow appears when light is reflected twice at a raindrop. Have you ever seen a double rainbow? We were talking about this as well. A double rainbow occurs when the light is reflected twice in the raindrop, and thus you see two distinct reflections that are coming from two different angles. Next time you happen to see this really super cool occurrence for yourself, besides taking a picture of it, take note of this fact about double rainbows. The secondary rainbow, which will be a little higher and fainter in color than the primary rainbow, will actually have its colors reversed. Instead of the standard Roy G. Biv for red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, you'll see the colors as Vib G. Yor. Violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. Boy, isn't that a hard one to say. So don't forget, Roy G. Biv or Vib G. Yor. Try to remember that one. Number 5. Earth is the only planet in the solar system with rainbows. Well, see, I don't know how they'd know that unless they went to space, and that's called science. And all those flatters are not going to believe it. Anyways, sure, Jupiter has constant hurricanes of gas. And, well, sometimes there's gas here. Never mind. And Mars may even have some frozen water. Cool. But Earth is the only planet in our solar system capable of creating rainbows, so far as we know. That's because Earth is the only planet with a consistent liquid precipitation and direct sunlight. On Saturn, the moon of Titan, scientists believe there may be liquid methane rainstorms, but the atmosphere is so hazy it's unlikely enough sunlight passes through the methane drops to get a rainbow. Oh, another fun fact on the surface of Saturn itself. About 1,000 tons of diamonds rain from the sky every year. So it's raining diamonds. Not men. It's raining diamonds. That would be nice fun to go up there and get some diamonds, come back, and be very, very rich. Okay. Number 6. The Greeks and the Romans believed rainbows to be a path from the gods. In ancient time, Greek goddess Iris, which is, I think it's Arcus to the Romans, was personified by the rainbow, with many works of art actually depicting her taking the form of a rainbow. According to Greek mythology, Iris, who is the female counterpart of the messenger god Hermes, would use her pitcher to scoop up water and bring it into the clouds in order to form a rainbow. Her rainbow then became a bridge between Mount Olympus, where the gods and goddesses lived, and the earth. Of course, in the centuries since, rainbow science has evolved, and yes, it's called rainbow science. We know a rainbow isn't exactly a bridge between heaven and earth, but boy, oh boy, doesn't that make for a good story? All right, number 7. The longest observed rainbow lasted for nearly, can you guess? 9 hours. Woohoo! The average rainbow is observable for less than an hour. But in 2017, students and professors of the Chinese Culture University, located high in the mountains of Taipei, Taiwan, observed a rainbow for 8 hours, 58 minutes, from 6:57 a.m. until 3:55 p.m. Prior to this event, the longest lasting rainbow was ever seen was in Sheffield, England, in 1994. Did you see it, Jerry? Were you there in 1994? That rainbow, as documented by the Guinness Book of World Records, lasted from 9 to 3. Sounds like banker's hours. They're like, okay, the pot of gold's open. Okay, the pot of gold's gone. Anyway, 9 to 3. And number 8, my last Freaky Friday fun facts on rainbows. No two people see the exact same rainbow. If you and a friend are standing next to one another and you're looking at a rainbow, you're still not seeing the exact same rainbow. That's because a rainbow doesn't have a physical presence. A rainbow is a purely optical phenomenon in its appearance. Its precise shape, its arc, and the width of its color bands will be slightly different according to the eye of the beholder. Kind of like beauty. Well, that means there's more than one amazing fact about rainbows we could add to the list, but every rainbow is unique to you, as you are unique to the rest of us. Well, I hope you've enjoyed your Freaky Friday fun facts and everything. Well, you know, when you get to see one, and I've seen some real buttes up here because, you know, we do get a lot of rain up here in El Valle. And it's nice to know that they are not equal and that they can. I can't wait to see the next one for a double so I can see if it's reverse. All right. You guys keep washing your hands. Have a great weekend and back to you in the studio.
We are riding on a rainbow. We're flying free. We're riding on a rainbow. Yes, you and me. There is a place I love in Africa that they call the Rainbow Land. It is a place to grow and live as one in a brotherhood of man. There is a light that comes from Africa, and it's shining round the world. Let all the colors speak of pride and joy in a voice that must be heard. We are riding on a rainbow. We are flying. Let everyone get up and to the stars, we will go marching on. I had a dream, I was in Africa, I was soaring like a bird. And then a million voices all around were singing to the world that we are riding. We are flying free. We are riding on.
Christopher Riding on a Rainbow. And a big thank you to Ingrid for those interesting facts this morning. Got a little message in here from Renee. It says, awesome, fun facts. Thanks, Ingrid. So, you know. And I love that song. I haven't played that for a long time. Christopher and Riding on a Rainbow. Let's also say a very good morning to Ashti. We were exchanging messages quite late last night. It says, hey, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, all your faithful listeners. Have a love and peace weekend. This is for irritating and ridiculous feeling to get a visa for certain countries. Won't mention which one. Well, why not? It was for Canada, actually. He asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. He gave me two choices, same song. It's called The Thriller's Gone. But I like the first one, B.B. King together with Tracy Chapman.
In misery, want to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through. Breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
It's one of those songs that gives me a little goosebumps, isn't it, when it first started there. Gloria Estefan, what a beautiful version of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. And before that, for Ashley, it was B.B. King together with Tracy Chapman and The Thrill Has Gone. Right, moving on. Let me see, what else have I got to tell you? No, I think that's about it for now. I'm going to take a little rummage around to the stores. I tell you what, don't go away, because I've got one of my antidotes here. I just sort of remembered about it, so... hang around, pay attention for just a second while I get it up on my remarkable two. Some good news. Yeah, the good news newsletter for this week. Here's a story for you. This World War II veteran decided to become a children's book author at the age of 95. Sam Baker first discovered his love of reading in the ninth grade, but it wasn't until he turned 95 that he realized how much he enjoyed writing books. Two. That's like talking to my guest the other day, Raoul. Baker, now 99 years of age, lives in Scottsdale in Arizona. He served in the Marines from 1942 to 47 and later worked for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. When his children were young, he read to them every day and made up his own stories about a worm named Herman. Well, 4 years ago, Baker decided to start writing, and his son encouraged him to turn his Herman tales into a book. And he did just that, publishing The Silly Adventures of Petunia and Herman the Worm in 2018. Well, Baker was then inspired to write about his childhood pet and penned his second book, Oscar the Mouse, in 2020. Baker is continuing Oscar's story in a third book that he expects will be published later this year. Baker told Fox News, Fox News Digital, that he feels compelled to write for kids because reading is a foundation for all other learning. Isn't that nice? See, there's a nice story. Called Antidepressants. This is Nathaniel Radcliffe. SOB.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn.
We go, that's Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats there, and SOV. That might be something that Ashley might be saying about his application. In actual fact, I was sort of thinking about that, and I thought, here's another one that could be quite apt for the situation that Ashley finds him in, trying to do the visa application for Canada.
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry, it's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I hold you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. Tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. Can the ocean
keep on rushing to the shore. It's just impossible. If I hold you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. But to live without your love, it's just impossible.
Amazing voice of Shirley Bassey there, and it's impossible. We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, and don't remember, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Last hour, Yasmin's going to be looking at www, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it, and also probably a couple of pieces of music, born on this day in music. You never know your luck. Procol Harum, White a Shade of Pale. Bring us up to the top of the hour. That's Mr. Billy Fury and Wondrous Place. And that's it. Yep, that is the time. It is 9 o'clock in the morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Going right.
and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend. You don't
does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Two lovely songs. We started off, in actual fact, with 1971. As I mentioned before, it's a song that was written by Carole King. Carole King and James Taylor were very, very close. They sort of recorded their version, both at about the same time, basically, and they both came out and competed with each other, and they both were a hit. You've Got a Friend, of course, is what it was called. Followed on there, going back to the year 1962, with Skeeter Davis and The End of the World. And it was written by composer Arthur Kent, and together with lyricist Sylvia Dee, who often worked as a team. They wrote the song for Skeeter Davis, and her recording of it was highly successful in the early 1960s, reaching the top five on four different charts, including number two on the main Billboard Hot 100. Of course, many, many covers of that one as well. Another great ballad, early 70s again. This is Sammy Smith and Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, playing soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
There we go, Sammy Smith. That's lovely. Help me make it through the night. I tell you what, time on the breakfast show, it is time for us to take our wander down to the WWW department, what, where and when, and see what's in store for us for this week with Yasmin. Oh, how nice, you've got your pussycat with you. I better give you a microphone as well. Why?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. How's your week been so far?
Well, very good. We went to a book launch.
All right. Yeah.
That was on, when was it? Wednesday, I guess. For Thursday?
Don't worry, you're with me. It doesn't really matter because, you know, we can never remember what we did and where we did it.
Yes. So. But it was so nice. It was at Municipio de Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the book is Nega es Hogar,
mm-hmm.
By Serena Bambas. And the illustrator, Ambar Calvo. It's a children book. And it's very nice because it talks about the environment, how to take care of the environment.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
And it's a conversation between two little girls that met at the metro. And this is a regular girl from the city who met a girl from Nove Bugle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she was telling her about all the problems that she got in her area, you know. So it's a very nice illustrated book, and it's free. So tomorrow at the Biomuseo, there are going to be cuentacuentos, so they're going to read the book, and also they're going to give it away for free for everybody who's going to be there. So you don't need to make a reservation, and this is with the help of Fundación Movimiento Mimar, and also with the help of the European Union of Panama, they are helping them. So tomorrow at 3 p.m., you can go to La Plaza del Higuerón at Biomuseo, which is outside with the, you know, the big tree, beautiful tree that is there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be reading there the book.
Okay. It's interesting because Mary Lou dropped a little line in. It says, I see trash everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And so when would people understand that contamination hurts everybody and that it ends up in the rivers and the oceans?
Yes.
And, you know, because the thing is, doing this is the right way to do it, because if you, the kids will take, well, they do take it seriously. And you're teaching the kids young, and they're the ones that go back home and say, oi, what are you doing? Why are you throwing that away? Oi, don't leave your rubbish in the street.
Exactly.
Don't throw your beer cans. Well, they can't out of these buses. The Red Devils used to fly, used to drive behind a Red Devil. You took your life into your own hands. You've got to dodge beer cans and beer bottles coming out of the windows. But no, good idea. Great idea. Yes. Excellent. And free as well.
Exactly.
That's even better.
Also, it's going to be this weekend. Let me see. From the, well, I guess, yes, today. Yes, today and tomorrow. From 2 to 6 p.m. This is at Casco Antiguo, at Iglesia San Francisco de Asís.
Oh, okay.
In the second floor, they're going to have an art fair. It's open to everybody. And there you can get art made by 35 artists. And let me see what else. Menos de Mil is the name of this exhibition or the fair. And you can be there from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and the entrance is free. I saw some photos on Instagram and they have very nice art there. So you can go there and buy some of this great art.
Oh, lovely.
At Casco Antiguo Plaza Bolívar, Iglesia San Francisco.
Okay.
Also, let me see. Next week, this month is Francophonie month.
That's right.
So there's a lot of activities at Alianza Francesa.
Okay.
And one of them, it's going to be this Monday by Punto Bohemio. Now they're going to have Entre Líneas y Vinos. So it's about readings and wine.
Oh, wine. Okay.
So they invite everybody to enjoy this evening with literature and wine. It's just $5 for the entrance, and you can get one glass of wine. And also, you're going to meet some artists because they're going to be there reading some books.
Okay.
There's going to be Monica Franco, Edilberto González, and Arturo Nieves at 6 p.m. at Alianza Francesa this Monday, organized by Punto Bohemio.
Oh, excellent. Great.
Do you want me to
let's do one of your Born Today in music.
Let me see. Okay, today, but in 1936, Robert Lee Smith from the American vocal group The Tamps, who had the 1964 U.S. hit What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? And the 1971 UK number one single Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me.
All right, let's take the first of the two.
Okay.
What kind of fool? What kind of fool do you think I am? You think you can go on seeing him? Starting after we had made our plans, you said I'd be your number one man. What kind of fool?
So we go back to 1964, eh?
Did you remember that one?
No. But I do remember the fact that in those days, every group had to have somebody that could do that.
Oh, yes, why was that? Why was that?
I don't know. It was just one of those things in those days. You had to have somebody that would do it. Yes, but do you know, because it's funny, I mean, it's in my music collection. So, you know, when you mention it, I sort of found it. I don't think I've ever played it. So there we go. Yeah, we all live and learn, don't we? The Tams.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What kind of fool do you think I am? What's happening? And what else we got in the world of entertainment?
Okay, well, continuing with the Francophony month. This is for our friends in Chiriquí, because at David, you know, they have another French alliance in David.
Okay, no, I didn't know, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither. So they're going to have a movie there, because this Monday is the International Day of Down Syndrome.
Okay.
So they're going to have a movie about this. And the name is Theo, Endless Metamorphosis. So I saw the trailer and it looks so nice. Everybody have to watch it. This is in David, and you can go to their Instagram account, Alianza Francesa de David, and go there on Monday at 5 p.m. They're going to have this movie.
So I did. So the Alianza Francesa have got a place in David. Is that sort of like they're trying to take over the country?
Oh, yes.
It's a quiet invasion. Oh, they do such great things, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Alianza Francesa.
Also, this week, our friends of Funda Promat, they're going to be talking about mathematics and Facebook.
Well, here we go again. How many likes have you got? How to add up your likes.
Yeah, but this is very interesting, because they're going to talk about the popularity of people on Facebook using mathematics. So Facebook helps you connect and share with the people in your life. This is going to be on Thursday at 4 p.m. It's going to be online.
Okay.
So you can subscribe at the link that they have there in Funda Promat Instagram account. So I want to listen to that. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's organized
How
by...
How to get more likes.
Mm-hmm. It's organized by the Mexican Mathematics Society.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's so nice. And it's free, so everybody can listen to that. And also, it's the month of women, right?
Right.
So, University of Panama, it's going to have... Let me see here. Cine Universitario UP.
Mm-hmm.
La Mujer en el Cine. There's going to be 12 short movies and regular movies, 11 regular movies,
mm-hmm.
on 11 days dedicated to women starting this Monday mm-hmm. until Thursday. It's going to be online and it's going to be free. So everybody can go to their Instagram account, Cine Universitario UP, and get more information there. That's going to be nice, too.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yes, a lot.
Take away the French, there's not much going on.
No, that's true. It's a lot of events, you know, at the museums, at Magnesines, yeah. mm-hmm. at the Biomuseo, also at Town Center in Costa del Este, in Parque Urraca. There's a lot of events, and most of them are free.
Oh, wonderful.
So everybody can enjoy
Great.
That.
Always something to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to post everything on our Instagram account, mm-hmm. which is TBS_JerryD.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and see everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Oh, excellent, Leon. Yes. So what's your next piece of music today, then?
Uh-huh. Also today, born today in music, but in 1950, John Hartman. He was an American drummer who was a co-founder and original drummer with the Doobie Brothers. They had the 1979 U.S. number one single, What a Fool Believes, and the 1993 U.K. number seven single, Long Train Running. The group has sold more than 40 million albums worldwide throughout its
wow.
career.
Mm-hmm. Because it's interesting, because, again, that's one I haven't played for a long time.
Okay.
And because we do play Long Train Running a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to this one.
Okay.
Doobie Brothers. It never really was. there they go. Yes, the Doobie Brothers and Waterfall Belize. We recognise that one, don't we, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sing-along one, that one.
Yes.
So what are you doing for the rest of today?
Today I have to do some things with my mom, so I'm going to be driving her around the city.
Oh, driving Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me, talking about French, the Française, Ian's going to learn French.
Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow.
Oh, Cape on. Oh, good. No, good for him. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. Yeah, more languages he can get, the better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to be doing it with him? You going to do French lessons?
No, just him. I mean, I'm going to practice with him, of course.
Ah, that's good.
Because I learned when I was at school, but I forgot, so.
Yeah, and same thing happened to me.
It's time to remember again everything.
Oh, good. All right. Well, look, have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
And we'll be back on Monday.
Yes, see you on Monday.
All right. There we go. Our very own Yasmin here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3. Of course, we're nearly 15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Miss my lovin'.
Yes, Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine.
Yes, you will, baby. When I'm gone.
If you want to keep an eye on the time, we are making our way up to 10. So we're 11 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10. I got about another 6 minutes to go. Helping us get there, this is Troy Sivan.
You ran away to find something to say. I went straight to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling. I'm still in love, and I say that because I know how it seems between you and me. It hasn't been easy, darling. After the dance, the smell on my hands, the rock in my throat, a hair on my coat, the stranger at home, my darling.
That's some kind of freak, my darling.
Now I'm gonna fall so sad and alone, but don't cry for me, cause everyone knows you reap what you sow, my darling. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I can't even look at you. Would you look at this face just next to your feet? The wood is warping, the lines are starting. This house is on fire.
Goes Troy Sivan and Easy.
I'm looking for a love maker. I'm looking for no heartbreaker. It ain't no fooling around with this. Ain't no fooling around with that. You've been playing the scene long enough to know just where it's at. Some people call me selfish because I want you. Change, baby, I wanna see a change right away. I wanna.
we go. Take us out of this morning's breakfast show for this week, in actual fact. There we had Aretha Franklin and A Change. Well, big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, all about rainbows this morning. It's all very interesting. I enjoyed that. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin for on a Friday. For what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it, and also for a couple of tracks, This Day Music, and of course, for all the other work as well, all the social media and everything like that, arranging our guests. She does everything. I just play. And so, big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to Boys and Girls at Group Regrado, keep us up and running. Our co-producer, of course, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK. He said now he might be back in April. We never know. So there we go. Big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Please do keep safe. Remember that the rules are still in place when it comes to, keeping the medical, all those kind of things. That still applies. Keep wearing your mask, your face shield, public transport. Keep washing your hands. Stay away from other people. It's still going on. What do I want to be doing on Monday? Monday at 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.